Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my review of Strange New World Season 2, Episode 3, the time travel episode that finds Lahan and James Kirk in the past, I believe 2022, because that's when it was filmed, and in dialogue, the person that was there as one person turned out to be someone different. Stipulated that they had been there for 30 years, 1992 to there is 30 years, so that's where my gauge is on that, that they were in 2022, so 2 years before the events of Season 2 of Picard. Now, yes, Season 2 of Picard starts out in an alternative timeline, but then it reshifts to the prime timeline because the girl goes on the thing, so in the latter half, once they do exist 2 years apart in the same timeline. That's my headcanon at least, because they existed, they did things, they remembered things, and they did things. So, they have to exist at the same point in time. It's just, during the first part of Season 2, all the time travel events did not happen because the event that they're there to make sure goes along the plan didn't happen yet. But once it did happen, then it reverts back to the prime timeline. So, this episode was definitely more of a character piece between Lahan and Kirk, and some of her backstory, her troubles, her issues, and for her it was a breath of fresh air to find someone that did not immediately know who was in her lineage, and so that led her down the rabbit hole of kind of catching feelings for Kirk. They were having really good chemistry. And so that was basically the main plot of it, the A part, them coming together, her having to convince him what's happening, actually going back in time and then having to fit in and then run into Pelia and then figure that she's not an engineer yet, and then go to a location that is going to explode to stop the timeline from shifting into what this version of James Kirk's future is, which he speaks a lot about, though it's not incognito. It's a very bleak future. You can't even see a sunset. They have to left Earth and they kind of explore out. They did miss opportunity for a different design of the Enterprise and a different uniform for Kirk. I understand why they didn't do that, because of that would be balloon the heck out of the budget for the episode. So I understand that they just shifted the insignia, but like in yesterday's Enterprise, they kind of reshifted the bridge just a little bit. They made like a little bit of an alteration to the uniform. This one here, they pretty much just changed the insignia and everything else was the same. So I think that to be in a different timeline where there is no Starfleet, there is no Federation, it's a different thing. The people that designed the Enterprise, people that designed the uniforms, would not necessarily be the same people, but I understand why they had to do it like that, because money. And we've already had the cancellation of Season 2, even after it was completely finished, it's in post-production right now, because of money spent. And Paramount Plus losing money. So I would take the smile and nod and just have a good episode, which this was. Because it wasn't a showy episode. It was a exposition episode where it kind of ties in with Season 2 of Picard, the very last part, when Soong goes and opens the file and it says Khan Project. It says when it was compiled, when it was released, and whatever else. And then we come to find that Khan in this timeline is still a boy, which doesn't really differentiate from the canon, because it doesn't matter how old he is, he's still going to be cryo-frozen and Kirk's going to find him in 2265. It's just the when. And it wasn't clear in Space Seed, and all through the original series, the year really wasn't specified. And it wasn't really put into practice on what year it was until the movies, when it got firmly put into 2265. And so in Space Seed, when Kirk's talking to Khan and they're having a conversation about how many years it's been, he says about 200 years. But from 1992, say, 200 years later, that's only, what, 1992, and then you go 2092, and then 2192, which is not exactly 2265. So I think with the fact that how the original series was set up to be like a timeless thing where you don't really know how far ahead it is, and then when you get it nailed down in the movies, that it kind of gets contradictory to what you're watching. So I think with this one, they've established that there is time travel happening. This Sarah girl, who turns out to be a Roman spy, knows of the temporal war. She knows Kirk from historical, so we know she's from past 2265 at the very least. So I'm guessing she's closer to 2829. Her exact time and era isn't exactly known. But what she's doing is to slow humanity, to keep them back. They're kind of being the Klingons, oh, not the Klingons, the Vulcans from Enterprise when they were trying to delay. And possibly this could be a sequel to that ideology, with the Romulans could have been infiltrating that in the time of Archer as Vulcans and really pushing to keep them from going into space. And so it could really tie all in together with this faction of Romulans trying to stop people from going ahead. But there is one blink and miss it, basically part of the conversation, where we find out that both Kirk from Timeline 2 and La'an from the Prime Timeline, in quotation marks, know that a bridge was attacked and bombed. But evidence that La'an looked at in through a camera showed that what the bomb was hasn't been made yet. So both La'an and Kirk both remember this bridge collapsing, which means that there's a third timeline where it did not get destroyed. And that could be where our prime timeline exists. In the original timeline, the timeline where you don't have Enterprise the way it is, and you just have original series and then TNG, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager. Enterprise kind of reboots the timeline a little bit because there is time travel. So because they went back and destroyed that bridge, it skews it more into this different prime canon that we have going on. So I think that part of it needs to be explored a little bit. Hopefully a YouTuber or someone that has vast knowledge of information, has cool graphic skills, is able to figure out what that third timeline is, if it is the prime timeline, or if it's just a timeline where all drastically things were different, because it was never mentioned. Because she's been trapped there for 30 years. She knows who James T. Kirk is. And she was mad that she wasn't able to figure it out for so long. So in that third timeline, Kirk is still a thing. He's still alive. Federation and Starfleet all still exist. Because she'd been there since 1992. She said she's been trapped there for 30 years. That's where I get my 1992 to 2022 being the 30-year difference. And then she also says that time wants to try to be as cohesive as possible. And I think that's just simply speaking to the fact that a similar events are going to happen, just not at the time that they were supposed to happen. Like instead of going to a movie the first week of July, I go to a movie the third weekend of July. I still go to the movie. I'm still able to talk about it. I'm still going to talk to about people. It's just the when is shifted. And you can do that with the eugenics wars, because it's not really, every time we see a past incarnation, it's never like, oh yeah, the eugenics wars just happened 5 minutes ago. it's always talked like it's so far long ago. When it was really introduced in the original series, they were talking about an event 30 years in the future. Star Trek is such a loved franchise that it's now significantly in the past by 30 years. It was originally 30 years in the future when it was written back in the 60s. Now, it's 30 years in the past, which is crazy. But the episode itself was okay. It was watchable. It was more character, less action. So it was more about Lahan, about her history, about what's been her inability to connect with people because of her family name. And how Kirk had no idea of Khan. Because one, Khan was killed, or B, he just hadn't ran into him yet. Which is the more likely scenario, because this is during Strange New World Season 2, which is set like 6 years or so before the original series even starts. So he isn't supposed to run into Khan yet anyway, so he might not know who he is just by the name. Even though the surname Khan is the name itself, his whole name or part of his name is like the surname of like 40,000 people. So it's kind of like Mr. Smith or Walker or something like that, some generic regular name that has like 1,000 people attached to it. But we see Kirk die at the hands of Sarah, tell him, "You're gonna have to get through me," and she does. She shoots him. So it's the third time now that we've seen a Kirk die. We saw him die in Generations, portrayed by William Shatner. We saw him die in Star Trek Into Darkness, but revived by Khan. Then we get to see Paul Wesley as Kirk die in 2222 from the alternative timeline. Same deal from the first season finale of Strange New Worlds, where he was portraying Kirk in 2266 during the Balance of Terror. So we're getting a lot of Kirk stuff happening, but doesn't violate canon, because once we shift back, those events no longer transpired as far as the timeline goes. We got to see Pelia. I'm not sure why, because she didn't really add anything to it. I thought that maybe that Lahan was going to talk to her a little bit about the future. So then she goes, "Oh, you must be telling the truth." But that didn't happen. I thought it would. And then maybe she was going to point them in the right direction of something. But they kind of came up with them on themselves, because she didn't have any engineering ability yet. And maybe this event put her on the track to go into engineering. This is what my thought is on that. So had they not gone to her, then she wouldn't have been on the Enterprise. And then they maybe not would have. They would cause a paradox, possibly. So I think that works a little bit. Like, they just gave her the idea to go into engineering, which led her to be on the ship, which led her to come back and talk to her. And maybe through a conversation they had, it was the watch thing was able to click something that otherwise wouldn't. They go to stop the reactor from being blown up, and then obviously Kirk dies, and then Sarah tries to kill Lahan, and Lahan's able to stop her, and then she fucking self-destructs herself, and then she has a conversation with Khan, seeing that he's a little boy. Has yet to start any of this stuff, but if she changes it, she could be in the same situation she was in a second ago. So her line saying, "You're right where you need to be," isn't horrible. Technically, that's exactly what else are you going to say to like what looked like an 8-year-old boy? "You're a murderous person," or "I have escaped you." I mean, you can't say anything really to him, because anything you say to this person is going to affect what goes on after the fact. Should she have probably have walked down the corner or closed the door before vanishing? Yes. But this episode had like the car chase. They used the wall for that. That was kind of cool. They just put the car in front of it and just drove. Barely seemed like it to me. Like, I thought they really drove that car almost. I wasn't looking for the details, but it didn't scream out at me too. Like how you can tell in some movies and TV shows when obviously the sides and the driving thing don't at all look real. And it's really glaring no matter what it is. Immediately takes me out of it and I can visualize how they're shooting it. I didn't get that vibe when I was watching. I thought they were just really just driving around Canada, I did like how Kirk misidentified Toronto as New York, because apparently they were going to try to film there, but it was going to be too expensive, or just the schedules didn't work out or something, and then they decided, hey, why don't we just confuse Toronto for New York to get it out of the way, because a lot of places film in Toronto calling it New York, and this time they actually went to Toronto to film in Toronto as Toronto, because that's where they also filmed the that's where they also filmed the series, and then misidentify it as New York City, which I thought was pretty cool. I do wish that they were more clear about what year it was. We know that it's 2022 because Sarah says that it was 30 years since 1992 when the event was supposed to originally transpire. She's been stuck there for 30 years. So based just 1992 to 2022, that's the 30 plus or minus, you know, when people say, oh, about 30 years, and it could be 29, 28. So you could argue it's 2023. If you wanted to make the argument that it's now, but we know it was filmed and written in the area of 2022. So if you go by when it was aired, you could say it was 2023. But if you go when it was written, you could say it was 2022. It doesn't change the story narrative. Just like how Khan's a boy here and not a young, and not like a, you know, a young man, but he was in he was basically cryostasis for 200 plus years. So if he's a boy now, he's going to be the same age when the same age that Kirk had ran into him in Space Seed, if this was actually period piece to that and was shot first. So it's not changing the canon, it's not diluting anything, it's just moving an event from happening here to happening here, which sometimes happens. Time travel is involved, and you have all these different factions messing with the timeline anyway. As they've established now that happens. Beforehand, we've only ever seen a couple of times where we see it, like in the Lower Decks, when they talk about the Sacramento going back in time and doing something, that we finally hear other people doing things that could cause alterations in the timeline, causing time itself to shift and change. And now we know that the Romans were doing it unchecked, and she was there for 30 years infecting the human evolution going forward. So I think, while not a lot of stuff happened in the episode, a lot of the character stuff with Lon and Kirk, and the relationship between Lon and Khan, the reveal of seeing Khan on screen for the first time since Star Trek II, and then before that, Space Seed, I thought was interesting. Maybe later on, a later date, she'll look up Khan and see his history, just to kind of just to, for us primarily, because I was kind of hoping that we were going to see the original Khan from Space Seed in the Wrath of Khan inside of something, but she talked to Kirk instead, which I think was fine. It showed the emotional release of loving someone that doesn't even know that you guys got close and connected on a level that was different from anything else in the past. I mean, she could have done both. She could have been looking at the Khan's file. We could have seen Montauban, and then all of a sudden it could have been an incoming transmission, and then we see Lieutenant Kirk talking. So could have done both. Would she have looked up Khan? Probably not. Would it have been nice to see the connectivity of reestablishing Khan as Khan, and that was him as a younger man? That would have been cool. I don't know if that would have been like a thing where they had to have called the Montauban estate or whatever and got rights to use his likeness, or if they could have just used something in their library or something. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But on the all, I'd say the episode worked. It was definitely a budget-saving measure because they were barely on the Enterprise on either side of the situation. So it should have been a really low budgeted episode, maybe making way for what happens in episode 7 with that crossover with Lower Decks. But time travel-wise, it was mostly character-driven piece about human relationships and how you relate to each other, and then a lot of talky talk, which is fine, about the eugenics wars and the Romulan back in the past, which opens a conversation and a debate about what the heck's going on and what that means and how time's been changed and altered. So on that scale, that was great. It opens all the conversation now. Like, what else do they do? What were they delaying? Maybe even a whole book series could be kind of on this and have some of the different events that are being altered and changed. Maybe it could explain why some of the things are different between the original series and Strange New Worlds because of what was happening in the past. Has yet to be determined. But I would say if I was going to rate it 0 to 5, I'd put it at a 4.5. I think the only thing I would have added is a little bit more of a, they didn't know why they were there. So they were kind of just waiting for whatever it was to happen. So they're lucky they just happened to be falling into certain things, plot allowances. And that's about it on the gripes. I mean, there, you can nitpick stuff to hell if you want to. It's not that hard. But what's the fun in that, right? You celebrate what works, you mention what didn't, and you just move on. Because it's just spinning your wheels and negativity doesn't do anything positive about anything. So that will conclude my podcast on Strange New Worlds Season 2, Episode 3. Thanks for listening.